born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod. Behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their gifts and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the second day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 17th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 29th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 5th day of June, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 19th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 27th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
That beautiful proclamation that Caitlin just proclaimed for us reminds us once again, this is the day that the Lord made himself known to all of mankind, for all of us, all nations, all people. And then the proclamation reminds us of all those most holy days coming up this next year. And once again, we celebrate in special ways with our Lord and Savior. And of course, today is the day that we know the wise men, the magi, arrived at that manger scene so many years ago. We heard about those magi in our gospel today. And I'll have to say, to me at this moment, they didn't seem very wise. In fact, they seemed to be about as dense as most of us guys. What'd they bring to a poor baby that was just born in a filthy and stinky stable? They brought a hunk of metal, ground tree sap, and myrrh, one of the most poisonous substances known to mankind in the ancient world. Now, if our magi were ladies, I feel they would have been much more practical. They would have brought things like blankets, diapers, baby wipes, pacifier, maybe even a baby swing. But can you imagine how completely confused Mary and Joseph must have been when these rich men with their large entourage showed up at this dirty, stinking manger? And then they had to wonder what they were supposed to do with these strange, these weird gifts that were given. So that begs the question then, what does it mean to be wise? Many years ago, G.K. Chesterton wrote a story about three modern wise men. The three heard about a city of peace, a city where there would never be violence, never be war. And the men wanted to live there. But to be allowed in the city, they had to pass a test. They had to present themselves at the gate of the city with gifts. Gifts that would help ensure those within would always remain in peace. So they showed up at the city gates with their gifts, confident they would be granted entry. But St. Joseph was there to judge those gifts. The first modern wise man brought gold. He suggested that money was the root of all war. And with the gold that he brought, people could buy all the pleasures of the world and never have a need to fight. Wealth, he explained, would maintain peace. The second modern wise man did not bring frankincense. He brought modern science. With his science, he could drug the minds of the people into perpetual bliss. He could provide medicines that would keep them healthy. And then everyone would be so content, there would never be any conflict. The third wise man brought not myrrh, but a new symbol of death. He brought nuclear power. He explained that anyone who opposed peace would then face immediate death. But St. Joseph refused to let them enter. They were perplexed and asked, "What more could we have brought to demonstrate that we were men of peace? We carry with us means to provide wealth, science to control and heal, and power to destroy enemies." Sadly, Joseph replied softly with just five words, "You have forgotten the child." Today we have technology. Today we have wealth. We have the power to create and destroy. And we are convinced we can find ways to ensure peace and happiness for everyone. In many ways, we have convinced ourselves that we are wise. And while our wealth, science, and technology have in many ways changed our world for the better, so many in our world have forgotten the child. For peace only comes through the Prince of Peace. Humans cannot create peace apart from God. Over a century ago, Pope Benedict XV loudly noted that God was not in the treaty that ended World War I. The Treaty of Versailles ended the so-called war to end all wars. And how did that treaty work out? Just 19 years later, World War II began. We can do nothing without the child. The old saying goes that wise men still seek him. But do we? Are we wise? Or do we have all the answers in our own little technological pockets? Do Siri, Alexa, or Google hold the answers that we really need. Yesterday I asked Alexa, "Why do I exist?" Her response was, "Sorry, I'm not sure." Technology cannot answer the deep questions of life. The true answer to any question is answered only by our faith. Because as we know, our faith tells us we are here to know, love, and serve God in this world and to be with Him in the next. Brothers and sisters, we must never forget the child. But we must know that unless our thoughts and decisions are Christ-centered, not only will we never have the answers about life, we really won't even know what questions to ask. We can only become truly wise when we remember the child. And once we find the child, once we hold him close, only then can we enter the city of peace. We just heard about the ancient magi in our gospel who traveled from darkness into light as they were seeking the Prince of Peace. They were astrologers, people who read the stars in the sky, and the sudden appearance of a bright star indicated a great one had been born. They traveled west, following the star's course until they came to Judea. Then they went to the only logical place they would find a great one. They went to the king's palace. But instead of a great one, they found Herod. Now Herod was only concerned about one thing in his life, and that was Herod. He had the opportunity to be wise. He had the opportunity to come out of darkness into the light, for his own scripture scholars told him that the Messiah was coming and was going to be born in Bethlehem. But Herod, he feared the loss of power and of wealth, the political effects of a new Messiah. And his selfishness and darkness was so strong that he immediately wanted to kill the infant. His evil fear would also cause the deaths of hundreds and hundreds of others, little infant boys. Herod could certainly not be considered wise. And I know I poked a little fun at the Magi at the beginning of my homily. And while the Magi may not have been wise regarding the practical aspects of a new baby, they were indeed wise men. They were men who searched for the truth, men who followed a star for months, enduring heat, sandstorms, only to find the child they sought. And the wise men were wise because they recognized the evil in Herod, wise men who, even when they found the child in a dirty, smelly stable, still prostrated themselves and worshiped him as their Lord and Savior. These pagan magi opened their hearts and minds so completely that faith, hope, and love overwhelmed them. So much so that they put their lives in jeopardy and did not return to Herod. For once they possessed the child in their hearts, the Magi knew that they could live in his light and that they could die in his peace. Meanwhile, Herod, he still refused to see the child's light. Herod would die in turmoil and darkness. So there are many messages carried in our feast of the Epiphany today. There's a message of God's secret plan that was now revealed to the world. There's a message that God calls people from all nations to himself. There's a message against prejudice and bigotry. And there's a message of how hope, faith, and love will always win out over technology, money, or power. And there's also the message that when we seek the Christ, we must be ready for him to transform our lives. The Christian way of thinking will mold us all into wise men and wise women. So as we go forward into a new year, may we all continue to seek him. And regardless of the joys, sorrows, and struggles this year may bring, always, always remember the child.